Hello, my name is Tatanka Bricka, chair of the KPFK local station board. It is Sunday, January 11th, 2026, 10:35 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I call this meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. For any LSB member who needs access to Spanish-Latin translation during the KPFK LSB meeting, we suggest that you use Spanish translation tools during the meeting and or contact Rodrigo Argueta for assistance. I also want to welcome back Carol Wolfley, Secretary of Pacifica National Board, who will serve as meeting advisor for this meeting at the pleasure of the chair. I also want to remind all LSB members who wish to be recognized to speak, when recognized by the chair, you need to first be recognized by the chair, say your name so that it is recorded, and others wait your turn and not speak over the member. If we have continually speaking over the member, I will issue a warning because, you know, we can't have a conversation if we have that going on. That said, I also asked the meeting advisor to speak up and to give her name, and I will give recognition if she deems that there's something that needs to be said about Robert's Rules of Order. Okay, and before
Tatanka, I just wanted to clarify. This is Carol. I'm secretary of the governance committee, national.
I'm
governance
sorry.
Committee.
Thank
yeah.
you, secretary
clarify.
of the governance committee of the national board. Thank you. And before I ask Vice Chair Nikki Hahn to call the roll, I want to welcome everyone at this incredible time on Earth. We all have Venezuela, Minnesota, ICE raids everywhere on our mind. We have a vital role to play as the voice. We don't make the news, we report the news. And when we want to make the news, that's why we are organizing the fundraising and community outreach so that it can be on the radio. We'll come back to that later. Thank you. Nikki, may you take the roll, please?
Yes. Okay, Rodrigo Argueta. I'll come back.
Whoops. I think I heard him.
Sorry, Rodrigo, did you say present?
Si.
Thank you. Cristina Avalos.
Here.
Marisol Bielma.
Present.
Tatanka Bricka.
You come to me at the end, but yes, I'm present.
Okay, Rachel Brunke. I'll come back. Ninel Centeno?
Present.
Ace Estwick? I'll come back.
He has an excused absence, so he will not be present.
Okay. Ariana Gladney? I'll come back. Jan Goodman? I'll come back. Nikki Hahn, I'm present. Ian Johnston?
Present.
Thank you. Avelia Jones?
Present.
Thank you, Avelia. Chipasha Luchembe?
Present.
Jack Neff?
Present.
Oh, sorry, and I skipped. Brenda Martinez?
Present.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Got it. Brenda Martinez? I'll come back. Nancy Naparco?
Present.
Robert Payne? I can't hear you, Robert, but it looks like you're trying to unmute. I'll come back, Robert. We can't hear you at this time. Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Thanks, Myla. Janine Roan? Janine Roan? I'll come back. Lee Thorpe?
Janine is present.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. Got you.
Lee Thorpe is present.
Thank you, Lee. Oscar Ulloa? I'll come back. Harvey Wasserman? I'll come back to Harvey. Adam Woolman?
He has a absence. He's requested an absence.
Okay. Carla Zavala?
Present.
Thank you. And Tatanka Bricka?
Yes, present.
Thank you. So I'll come back to Rachel Brunke. Okay, don't hear Rachel. And Brenda Martinez? Oh, sorry, is that Rachel? Or Brenda Martinez? Sorry, who's speaking? Can you say your name? Okay, I didn't hear Rachel and I did not hear Brenda. Robert Payne. Okay, Oscar Yoa. Oh, and Harvey Wasserman. No. Okay, so give me just a minute.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Yes, Myla.
I just admitted Harvey Wasserman to the Zoom.
Okay. Did you get that, Secretary?
Yes.
Ariana Gladden.
Oh, yes, Ariana. Sorry, Myla, what were you saying, Ariana?
Yes, I'm here. I was having problems logging into the Zoom for a minute, but I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you, Ariana. And Harvey is here. Harvey, can you say that you're present? Okay. And then also, I wasn't able to hear Robert Payne, but I can see that he's here. I just...
Can you hear me?
Yes, so that's Harvey. Harvey, we can hear you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. And Robert Payne, maybe if at some point you can say that you're present, that would be great. I think we're supposed to hear them before we can say that they're here, but.
That's correct.
Here. Okay. At some point, Robert, please, if you can let us know that you're here. I had 19.
When you do, just speak your name. Because we're hearing something, I just can't make it out as a name. Try again. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Miley again. May I be recognized?
Yes, you may be.
I just admitted Oscar Ulloa.
Okay.
Great. Oscar, can you say that you're present? Oscar?
Presente. Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Tally him up, please.
Okay. We have, it looks like, 19 present, Ace and Adam, 2, looking to be excused. And we have 2 absent.
So I would put the 2, put everybody that isn't here as absent.
Chair, this is Janine Roan. Can I be recognized?
Ah.
Not yet, Janine.
Oh, Janine, I think I didn't hear
you're present.
Oh, yeah, I did get her present.
We need to get to recognize you. Yes, you are present. Thank you.
No, that's not what I was asking to be recognized.
Well, then you'll have to wait. Okay.
Well, we have 19 present. Do you want to ask for the excused?
Yes. We have Adam Woolman, Ace Eswick. Are there any additions to the excused absence list?
Chair, this is Janine. That's why I'm trying to be recognized.
Then you may go and speak now.
Well, I know that Brenda Martinez has been dealing with kind of a pretty horrific family matter. So I would like to move that she be added to the excused absences.
Has she requested an excused absence? That's all I want to know.
She did last week, yes, or last month. For the same reason, I believe she is not able to join us today either.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
I want to ask. Go ahead.
I'd like to second the motion to excuse Brenda Martinez's absence. I've been in contact with her, and I would like that absence to be excused.
Okay, great. I will accept that. We don't need to take time with this. Thank you. Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Myla. What's the final count? Nikki, what's the final count?
22 present. Oh, 21 present. Sorry, I don't know why I'm having so much trouble with this.
And can you give the names of those that are absent?
Absent is Rachel Brunke. All absent, including excused?
Yes.
Rachel Brunke, Ace Eswick, Brenda Martinez, Adam Woolman, and we're still looking to hear from Robert Payne.
Okay.
Though it says he's present.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We do have quorum. On to excused absences. We have Adam Woolman, Ace Eswick, and Rachel Brunke. Are there any additions? Okay, if not, I make a motion to accept them all as excused absences. Do I hear any objection? Okay, let's go on. Land back acknowledgement. Avalia Jones, please read land back acknowledgement.
Thank you. A land back acknowledgement. It is a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we reclaim stewardship. It's bringing our people with us as we move toward liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing political and narrative framework. It is a long legacy of warriors and leaders who've sacrificed freedom and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and Indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are land back. Thank you.
Thank you, Avalia. Timekeeping, Nancy Naparco, thank you again for being our timekeeper. You know the drill. Reading of the agenda. Vice Chair Vicky Hahn, please read the agenda.
Okay. Let's see. So we are in opening business for 15 minutes from 10:30 to 10:45. We're currently over. That includes the appointment of the interim secretary and, yes. Then we move on to reports of management and PNB reports for 18 minutes from 10:55 to 11:13 a.m. Then we move on to unfinished business from 11:13 to 11:23. We have new business for 2 minutes, 11:23 to 11:25, followed by LSB member community announcement for 5 minutes. We have a public comment time certain of 11:30 a.m., and a time certain for adjournment at noon.
Okay, thank you very much. So, appointment of interim secretary.
And, Mr. Chair, this is Myla.
Yes.
May I be recognized?
Yes, you may, Myla.
I'd like to move that we accept the agenda.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is Rodrigo. May I be recognized?
Do I hear a movement? Do I hear a motion to accept the agenda?
May I be recognized?
I moved to accept the agenda. You need a second.
This is Lee Thorpe. I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Moved and seconded. Are there any objections?
Yes. There is an objection. Okay. I have a question.
Who is speaking?
Rodrigo.
Okay, Rodrigo. Okay, thank you very much. Any other objections, or is it just one?
Mr. Chair, this is Jack Neff. May I be recognized? I have an objection.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. You have an objection. Okay, we will now go to a vote.
I can do the question.
Does it relate to the reading of the minutes?
Yes, yes.
The reading of the agenda. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
What is the law, the rule that's been broken?
So I just want to know where are the motions that Oscar Ulloa and I submitted more than a year ago?
Pardon me? Please say it again.
The motions that Oscar Ulloa and I submitted more than a year ago, who decided to get rid of those and how?
You are right now, that motion is on the agenda and it will be brought up at that time.
It's not there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, can you read it?
Go ahead, Carol.
Mr. Chair, so we are in a motion to accept the agenda. There was a point of order. The question is, where was the motion? I would ask Myla if she knows, first of all, where the motion is.
May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I can clarify.
Yes, please clarify.
There were motions that were submitted over a year ago. I believe that those are the motions that
It's under new business.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
Listen carefully. There are motions that Rodrigo and Oscar submitted over a year ago that have already been disposed of. The new motion that was just submitted about director's election is addressed in the agenda. So there are two different things. Rodrigo was just referring to something a year ago that has already been disposed of.
Well, who disposed of? Because we never got to discuss.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, you may speak because we've been through this many times. Go ahead, Carol.
So right now you have a motion on the table. There was a question which you honored as the point of information. It's been answered. Okay. I would go ahead with the vote on the agenda.
Okay.
Chair, this is Janine. May I be recognized?
No, you may not yet.
Regard to this vote, I believe that we should hear from the people who are objecting.
We are going back. Please.
Yes, I would like to object before the vote. This is Jack Neff.
You have not been recognized by the chair on reading the agenda. We don't need, we're going to take a vote, okay?
But we don't know why they're objecting, so we should hear from them.
The member is not recognized by the chair.
I will recognize we're starting to speak over each other, that I'm going to give a first warning.
I don't care about your warnings. I want to know about the motions that we submitted and who disposed them. Who decided to dispose them and why?
Carol.
Mr. Chair.
Yes,
the member is speaking. Three members are speaking without being recognized.
Yes.
And no one, we are on the vote on the agenda right now. I would suggest that you go to roll call.
Yeah, we're going to go directly to roll call, and you've all been warned, okay? Go ahead. And go ahead.
Take the roll on the vote.
Thank you.
All right, I think that is going to be me now. Because
that's right. That's Elliot.
All right. Hello, everyone. Elliot here. I'm going to go ahead and read the vote now of Rodrigo Argueta.
No. Where are my motions?
No. Rodrigo Argueta votes no. Cristina Avalos?
Yes, I accept the agenda.
Cristina Avalos votes yes. Marisol Bielma?
I accept the agenda.
Marisol Bielma votes yes. Rachel Brunke? Rachel Brunke? We'll come back to Rachel. Nino Centeno?
No.
Nino votes no.
Centeno.
Ace Estwood? I'm sorry?
My last name is Centeno. Thank you.
Centeno. Yeah. Nino Centeno votes no. Ace Eswick. Ace Eswick is not present. Ariana Gladney. Ariana Gladney. I'll come back to Ariana. Jan Goodman. Jan Goodman.
Yes. Jan Goodman votes Ariana is absent. And Rachel is absent.
Ariana is present.
Here. Oh, she's Nikki back. Hahn. Okay.
Come back to me, please.
I'm sorry. I am here. And
Ariana Gladney, how do you vote? Yes or no?
Can you come back to me? Because I missed the last few things that just was said, so I don't want to make an uninformed decision. Or can somebody refresh me to what was said and what's the? Because I'm in the midst of, you know, some things here.
Mr. Chair, you may want to refresh them that the vote is whether or not to accept the agenda.
Yeah. That's what the vote is on. Yes, we accept the agenda and can move forward.
Marilyn, I'm voting no too.
Please hold until I get to your name. Ariana, did you want to cast your vote?
Come back to me.
Okay. Nikki Hahn, you wanted me to come back to you? Ian Johnston?
Yes. No, please.
No. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Ian Johnston votes no. Avelia Jones votes yes. Chapasha?
Yes.
Chapasha Luchembe votes yes. Jack Neff?
Please restate the vote. The issue?
To accept the agenda. Approval of the agenda. Yes,
whether or not I accept the approval of the agenda, I vote no. I do not approve the agenda.
Thank you very much.
Brenda Martinez.
Yes or no?
Jack Neff votes no. Brenda Martinez?
He's absent.
Brenda Martinez is absent. Nancy Naparka?
Yes.
Nancy Naparka votes yes. Robert Payne? Robert Payne. I'll come back to Robert Payne. Nancy Perlman. Oh, Nancy Perlman is no longer with us. Myla Reason. Myla Reason.
Sorry, yes. I vote yes to accept the agenda.
Myla votes yes. Janine Rahn.
Janine votes no.
Janine Ramon votes no. Lee Thorpe?
This is Lee Thorpe. I vote yes.
Lee Thorpe votes yes. Oscar Ulloa?
Oscar Ulloa, no.
Oscar, I'm sorry. Could you repeat? Was that yes or no?
Yes, no.
Oscar votes no. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Harvey votes yes. Adam Woolman? Adam Woolman is not present today. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos votes yes. Going back to our skipped votes, Rachel Brunke is absent today. Ace Eswick is absent today. Ariana Gladden.
No. Oh, actually, you know what? I just vote. What's the one in between? No and yes.
Abstention.
To abstain.
Okay. Ariana votes to abstain. Nikki Han.
No.
Nikki Han votes no. Brenda Martinez is absent. Robert Payne. Robert Payne.
This is Nikki Han. Robert Payne said in the chat he's present to vote, but he's trying to call in to be able to speak.
I see that he states he votes to accept the agenda.
Usually we have to have them say it, but I'm not the one to decide that.
Okay. Mr. Chair, would you like me to accept the affirmative vote?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Robert Payne votes yes.
Did he call in? Did you hear his name?
He's been communicating in the chat.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, the ayes have it with 11 to 7 against, with one abstention. Did you want to cast your vote?
It's not necessary.
Also, I want to say my vote is no. Okay.
That's an interruption. Please don't.
It's not to Rosemont.
Who is trying to speak?
My vote is no too. I'm Marina from Cambio
Fecal. Right.
To accept the agenda.
Hello?
The people, who is the person speaking over? Is that you, Rodrigo?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Lee Thorpe. May I?
Yeah.
That was a member of the public, a Marilyn Kavanaugh.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, so it's Carol. So Robert Payne wanted to vote, and yes, I heard his voice.
Okay, and he was also on the chat, so we got his vote. Thank you. Okay.
This is Robert Payne speaking.
Yeah. Hi.
I vote to accept.
Okay, thank you, Robert. I'm glad you could get in. Okay, so what does that make the final vote, Secretary? I believe
I was muted.
My bad. 11 votes in favor, 7 against, 1 abstention. The motion passes.
Motion passes. We can move on. The minutes have been accepted. Okay. I have a couple of hands up here.
Yeah.
Right. Janine Rohn is up. And then Rodrigo, and then Jack, and then Rodrigo. Janine, what is your question, point of order?
Thank you. I believe that it would have been in order to hear about the objections to the agenda.
Okay, thank you
before taking the vote, because I believe it has to do with the legality of not having PNB elections for our
director. Mr. Chair.
All right, this is, go ahead, speak, Carol.
Mr. Chair, this has already been clarified. It's dilatory. So you may advise the person that if they continue to bring dilatory.
I was going to do that.
Yeah.
You get that, Janine, please. Jack, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The objection that I chose to raise is also about the lack of participation.
Pardon me, Jack.
Do I have a right to talk about my objection?
No, you have a right to do a point of order or a point of information. We are trying to get through the agenda. What is your point?
Okay, this is a point of order. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for clarifying. My point of order is that there has been, I have not been included in any discussion.
That's not a point of order.
I have a ruling from Carol Wolfley.
That is not a point of order, Jack. Please. You haven't presented me a point of order. I'm warning you.
My point of order is that the statement of the PND Governance Committee Chair now in this meeting.
That is not a point of order.
Decided without any participation from me. That's my objection. You don't want to hear it? Please. Thank you for letting me say it.
Okay. Rodrigo, you're up. Thank you, Jack.
Well, point of information.
Yes.
Okay. On appendix, in 2024, we moved in appendix number A, motion to reinstate Mike Kognovic. I was one of them, right? Where is that motion, and who decided,
Mr. Chair,
to remove it?
Okay. Let him finish.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Finish.
Yeah,
continue,
and then I'm
going to
have Carol.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Let me finish, because, see, the thing is that la cuestión es, ¿dónde está la moción para regresar a Michael Novy que nosotros propusimos con Oscar Ulloa?
Okay.
Where is that motion?
Okay.
And also, who decided to remove it? Now.
Okay. I'm going to give you the answer. I'm going to give you the answer.
Okay. Give me the answer.
Okay. Please speak, Carol. You can say better.
Okay, the answer has already been clarified. This is a dilatory comment again. People are wasting the time of the meeting. We need to move on to the next item. It's already been explained by Myla that was decided already.
Who decided?
The board decided. And as a point of personal privilege.
Who?
Please, this is not a discussion. I want to have...
No, this is dilatory. It's in the records.
For the record.
You cannot conduct a meeting when people are interrupting in this way, Mr. Chair. I would go ahead and remove the person.
Rodrigo.
First of all, I am a member of the local station board, and you're going to remove me anyways. So I have the right to ask.
Nobody can tell me not to ask.
You know, Rodrigo, I have the right. I am a member. Rodrigo, you do have the right.
Can I speak?
No, you may not speak. I want the answer to come out, and the answer has been given, but if you really want to know, this is for the edification of people listening in. There was a law, this is the chair speaking. There was a lawsuit brought by Pacifica. That lawsuit was decided. It went to arbitration, and the suit was agreed by both Pacifica and New Day.
Mr. Chair.
I'm speaking. Who is that spoke?
This is Carol. That is a legal matter, not under the purview of this board.
Okay. I will accept that. We don't speak on things that are yet to be decided, because there's been a challenge, hasn't yet to be decided. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Rodrigo.
No, I want to know where is my motion and who decided. No, who decided to do it? Because somebody, a lady there says it was discussed already and it was disposed.
Mr. Chair, you need to take action.
Please silence. Mute Rodrigo for the next 10 minutes so he can.
No, it's okay. You know, I'm going to be leaving. Because you guys mean nothing, really.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized, please?
You may be recognized. I would like to hear the objections because I realized that I wasn't able to
may I be recognized,
form an opinion about my vote.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized? You're muted, Tatanka.
May I be heard?
How did I get muted? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Mecca, just a minute. Just bear with me, please. Rodrigo, this has all been written out many times, but I would be happy to have a conversation with you to clarify sometime out of this meeting. I don't think that it's appropriate to have this discussion now, but I understand your concern.
Why not?
And I would love to, I think you really don't understand, because, you know, but it was addressed a long time ago, and I'd be happy to take this up with you, at some time, soon, outside of this meeting. If you'd like to, we can discuss it.
I want to know who decided to dispose my motion. That's what I want to know.
As I said, it's all in writing. It's not fresh in my mind. It was disposed of long ago, and there have been email communications about it. It's been addressed in the agenda, in the appendix, long ago, and I would have to look at it to refresh my memory. But it's all in the minutes of previous meetings, and that's where you can find that out. And Ninel's asking to, so let's address this. Let's not waste time. Let's get back to the agenda. This is the issue, Myla.
The issue is that Mr.
Secretary, I thought I muted you for a while so that we could go on.
When
do you have the power to do that, Mr.?
I do. He continues to unmute.
Mr. Chair, this is Carol.
Go ahead, Carol.
The member is continuing to unmute himself and disrupt the meeting.
I know.
So I think you need to go ahead and clarify that you cannot conduct the meeting and ask him to be removed from the meeting.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I can be removed.
And Rodrigo, I hope.
Oh, you move to the waiting room. Excuse me.
He needs the waiting room. Yes.
Yes. And brought back for any significant votes. Okay.
So that
where his vote would make a difference. Yes.
The member has been moved to the waiting room.
Yes. I thought that's what, I'm sorry. I didn't discuss the waiting room on that last time. And I thought that was assumed.
Mr. Secretary.
Okay, thank you.
Oscar, you are requesting, my hand was up for a little while. If I might be recognized, please.
I will recognize you immediately. Well, okay. Go ahead, Oscar.
In the end, this seems to be a really interesting situation because, with all due respect, Ms. Myla is affirming.
Do you have a point of order? I'm not going to go into discussion about that.
Okay, no, just my point of order is I get together with the general sentiment of the Spanish programming about that motion being disposed.
Mr. Chair,
yes, go ahead. I recognize Carol.
This is not a point of order.
This is not a point of order. We can't conduct a meeting this way. I know you have an opinion. I have an opinion. We're trying to run a business meeting. Thank you very, very much.
Now that order has been restored,
we're going to appointment of interim secretary. Okay. Appointment of interim secretary. Elliot Avila has been appointed and is serving as interim secretary. Who is continuing to interrupt again?
Mecca,
please put her in the waiting room for 10 minutes as well. Thank you.
Chair, this is Janine. May I be recognized?
No. The appointment of interim secretary has been Elliot Abrams. Now, he is serving presently.
Avila.
We're going to go to the nominations for permanent secretary and voting instructions. Are there any more nominations besides Elliot Avila for the secretary of the PNB? And Janine, I call on you for that point.
No, I'm raising my hand. Well, I was raising my hand to let Ariana back in. That's the first time she's even spoken, and I think it's
okay. Thank you.
But to the point of Lee,
okay.
I do object to Lee, and I'd like.
I didn't ask. That's not the question. The question is: Is there any other nominations for secretary? And you haven't addressed that. So I'll go on to Lee Thorpe. You're the next person.
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is Lee Thorpe. Yeah. I'd like to clarify: secretary for the PMB or secretary for the KPFK LSB?
Secretary for the LSB.
Understood.
Yeah. Thank you. Our secretary here for the local station board. Okay. Hearing no objections, I would say Elliot is the interim secretary by acclamation, and we can go ahead. Thank you so much, Elliot, for your service. Okay. Final nominations. Last day to vote. Okay. Reports of management and PNB report. Here now at 11:16, we're significantly. Let's see if we can make up some time here. Okay.
Jan Goodman, reports may I be heard?
I didn't see your hand, Jan.
I was trying to raise it, but sorry. I would just like to make the motion that we accept Elliot Avila as being secretary of the LSB. I would just like to make a motion
I just want to tell you it's fine. We can do a motion and if there are no.
By acclamation.
Okay.
And now without.
This is Lee Thorpe, also second the motion.
Okay. Thank you. It has been motioned and seconded that we accept Elliot Avila by acclamation. Are there any objections?
Chair, okay. This is Janine.
Yes, Janine.
I object to Lee's vote counting as a member because he was not a runner-up and he should not be one of our LSB members. Thank you.
That has nothing to do with the question at hand. So I hear no other. We do accept Elliot as our secretary. Thank you. Let's go on. And I'm warning you, we don't, you have a issue with somebody on the board or something and you keep bringing it up, I'm giving you a warning. And if you keep doing this and getting us off agenda, I'm going to put you.
To your point of information, that's not what I'm doing. I'm pointing to the fact that you're operating under bylaws that are illegal and are in question in the courts.
That is your opinion. It is not what the courts say. If there's something pending legally, we don't talk about it. We didn't talk about the suit for years. So we don't talk about things that are pending. The law right now is that Lee is here, and that's indisputable. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I have a motion. May I be recognized? This is my
if you have a motion, go ahead. Yes.
Yes. I move to authorize conducting the election of the local station board secretary by open vote.
We don't need that. We don't need it. He's been acclamation. We don't need the vote.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
You.
Reports of management and PNB reports.
Mr. Chair, management. This is Carol. May I bring Mecca back into the meeting to hear the report?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Always come back. I want everybody to be back here as much as possible. We don't put people there to get rhythm. We like the disagreement. We like discussion. We just don't like interruptions of our agenda. Okay. Reports of management and PMB reports, please.
Sure,
management report and PNB report. Lee Thorpe, yes, your hand is raised.
That's a mistake. Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Please, management report or PNB report?
Mr. Chair, I
that
can.
That was the time.
I can read
the time. Okay, Harvey, go ahead.
The report from the executive director, first she went through the fundraising. KPFA, the goal was 300,000, they raised 250. KPFK, the goal was 120, they raised 123. WBAI, the goal was 150, they raised 171. PFW, the goal was 95, they raised 104. In the GM search, their KPFK has 9 candidates, WBAI has 9, WPFW has 17. And others who applied without specifying a station, there were 3. Unfortunately, the ED had a personal crisis, and so I'm privileged to make that report. Thank you very much.
Okay, Harvey, can I ask you one more thing?
Of course.
Do you have that report near you?
I do.
Okay. There was also, during the holiday fundraising for each of those, when you add those up, give the total that was raised during the period, not just up to before the holidays. You get me?
I can't figure that out. I don't have that. I'm sorry.
Okay. So everybody will be sent this if you haven't heard it already.
Additional, but, if you're giving?
Yeah.
Additional, if you're giving, a KPFA was 98. KPFK was 30, and KPFT was 92. BAI, I don't have. And
okay.
PFW was 75.
Okay, great. So that was the end of the year reporting. Every station exceeded their goals. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
great.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Janine. May I be recognized?
No, not. We're in the middle of a report here. Management reports. Who else has a report? Any other reports on either management or PNB? And if there are none, then we are going to go on. We made up some time. It's going to get to unfinished business. Unfinished business is, let's see, we are now at 11:22. Oh, good. Okay. So this is a discussion of membership. We are going to appoint, the LSB is going to, among ourselves, within the next month to 2 months, we're going to start this next month, we're going to nominate a coordinator for fundraising and membership, and we're going to nominate a coordinator for community outreach, because those are the things that we're working on. So I want people to share now, raise your hand one at a time, and particularly let's envision us all working together. Let's envision raising a significant amount of money and increasing membership of our station and expanding the community outreach in all areas that we're going on. So as those combine, we're looking for ideas. We want the names of local organizations, especially nonprofits, who are our allies already. These are people you're working with or people you think should be involved. And Mr. Secretary, if you could just keep a list of those as people talk. And then any ideas you have, for instance, the Spanish Language Programming Collective has done amazing things, you know, on their own fundraising to get the programming and to increase the programming and to increase membership. If anybody wants to address that and say that should be done more. I talked about last time some high profile people I have about raising money around them, from Dolores Huerta and others, and I got Ninel and other people. I kept your names. Want to work on that. That would probably be end Q2 to the beginning of Q4, from the late spring to the fall, where that would happen. So please, put your hands up for that. That's the item on the agenda. Nothing else right now, just that. If you have something else, wait. Janine, you're up first.
I'm unclear. We're only allowed to ask about what right now? If this is a question and answer to the GM, to the management report, is that all is that what you're saying?
No. We're on from management. We are now on to unfinished business.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say point of information is why are we not having a Q&A to the management report? Because it was incomplete.
Thank you. I hear that. Unfinished business, please. That's where we are at. Anybody have some ideas of things?
Chair, this is Janine. I do have questions about the GM search and also the audit, and it's not being addressed if we can't have a Q&A. Thank you.
I do have some ideas, but I think that essentially what's going to allow us to be able to have what you're talking about, Tanaka, is people actually listening to people. Now, I'll barely be up in this meeting because I got a lot of shit going on. It's real life out here. And I tried to make a point so I can get some information so I can know what the hell's going on. I got shut down. I never felt so disrespected. I'm like, wait a minute. Because in the beginning of the meeting, I had some, hold on one second. I'm going to be brief. I had some stuff going on. As I felt that my vote on the agenda was kind of rushed. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What's going on? And then I want the point of, I want to hear what the objections were so I can make an informed decision. So I think what's going on with this board is that it's so much fighting that a lot of times people don't even know what the hell's going on. You know, like, damn, okay, what are we doing right here? And then the meeting's like, it's just too much, you know, but it would take listening to people. Y'all ain't even trying to hear Rodrigo out. It's like, oh, let me shut him down. Maybe just take the time to listen and see what he's saying. Things can get accomplished. But it's like, I feel like y'all just push your agenda. It make me not even want to be a part of it. Cause it's like, well, what are we really doing? Some people live real lives out here. I don't know about y'all, but I know where I'm from. I know the conditions I deal with. All the conditions y'all say that y'all want to help and fight against, these are conditions that people like me live through every day. So what y'all
Mr.
really do?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
This is Carol.
Yes, go ahead.
So the member is off topic.
Yeah, I know.
The topic is.
I understand. I understand. Mecca, I want to ask you one thing. Okay. Everybody's living real lives here. I'm under death threats. Please don't make judgments about
that. I'm just saying about all the infighting. It's like.
People, right. I understand.
Everybody got time for that.
Yeah, I understand. My question to you now is, do you have any fundraising or outreach idea that should be worthy of listening to? That's all. If not, we can continue this later, okay?
The only thing that's going to make the station better is if people actually listen. You feel me?
Okay, I agree. I totally agree.
Can't shit get done from that.
I totally agree. Okay, let's go on. Carlos?
All right, that's why it's failing.
Thank you, Mecca. Where did Carlos go? Carlos is here.
Carlos here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know that during the Christmas time we have special programs and things like that, and it was kind of neat. When I was a kid, my dad, when we were driving out going skiing or coming back from it, he'd turn on KPFK and listen to the radio shows that would play at night. And there's so many topics now that we could address with something like a radio show. And for example, right now, a kid on the loading dock over at Fox Studios, I was blabbing to him about how nuclear power is going to cook the planet real fast. And he suggested that we go and make a script, and he sent me a script, and now I'm replying to that script. And if we did a radio script, we could do that too. It wouldn't be that hard.
Okay. Okay. That would help programming, might get a new member out of it. Thank you. We only have 2 minutes. Do we have to go to the community? Who else is up here that is a PNB person? Oscar.
Yes, Lester, Secretary, just on the fundraiser and outreaching,
yes.
Just kind of let you know that we're in the process of doing, or I hope this is going to be an annual event. We did it last year around the first week of March, where we get a lot of local music, especially rock and alternative music, done along with some of the people in the community. It's been, we did a really successful event last, last year, and I hope this is on the run, and I'll try to get more input for people if they know that there are artists, there are performers that wanted to participate in this event. We do it in a venue that we get for free, and we have all the accommodations. We provide all the equipment. The radio station doesn't get required for any kind of funds. Everything is done through and by the Spanish Programming Association, and as a programming, and we keep you updated. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Oscar. That's the kind of thing we're looking for. And people, if we run out of time here, please send to the secretary and myself, and we can send it out to everybody. Let's get these ideas going. Nancy, and then 1 minute we have to be on community. Go ahead. Nancy DeParco.
I don't know how many people know who John Fugelsang is, but he wrote a new book 2 or 3 months ago now. It's sold out. It's reprinted. He was on a couple of people's KPFK shows and donated some of his books, but it's a hot topic. The name of his book is The Separation of Church and Hate, and it would draw a huge crowd if we could get him to speak. And I know I heard him say that he's coming to LA for a couple of weeks in the
Thank
very
you,
near
Nancy.
Future.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Terrific idea. It's now 11:30. We need to go to public comment. So let's go to public comment. Now is the time, and I see a couple of names up already. This is not for PNB members. This is for our community to offer any thoughts that they have. 90 seconds first time round, 60 seconds second round. And yes, we respect each other. No ad hominem. We don't use this time to bring up other people's names and badmouth them. So that will not be tolerated. But short of that, this is for your opinion and for the PNB to listen. We are in it already. Okay, go ahead, Margo.
Okay. Here, because I'm curious.
Pardon me. Hold on, Margo. I'm not going to count this as your time yet. Timekeeper, please. Nancy, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you're going to give them a warning that they can hear, and then they'll be cut off after.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Margo. Your time is starting now. Go ahead.
Margo!
Your telephone, we can't hear your conversation on the telephone, Margo.
Okay, here, because I am concerned about the station. I tell lots of people about it. I said,
okay. Whoop, where'd she go? I did hear her voice. When Margo comes back in, we'll put her up in the queue next. I don't know where she disappeared to, but that was clear. Thank you, Margo. Number 1424224, you're up.
Hi, this is Bella DeSoto.
Hi, Bella. How are you?
Happy New Year to everyone.
Go ahead.
I classify this board as illegitimate. Simply because the people on the runner-up list have not been considered per bylaws, regulations to be entered to fill out.
Is not doing her job. She doesn't give.
I was interrupted by Marga there.
Yeah.
The person, Lee Thorpe, that you just pulled in to fill a vacancy is unlawful because he's not on the runner-up list.
No personal.
He was never a candidate.
Never.
He was never a candidate. This is unlawful.
Bella, you know the drill. Please, no personal attacks, okay? And if you have a different opinion, that's in the courts, and we don't talk about it, okay? Not until the court.
Chair, I object to you muting our listener. She was not attacking him. She was explaining the bylaws.
Mr. Chair, this is Carol.
Yes, go ahead, Carol.
So Robert's Rules of Order says that engaging in personalities is when people are named and or identified. And so it's not appropriate in public comments or during the meeting to be calling out people. And it also is a concern if people are giving misinformation about the status of legal issues. Thank you.
Thank you. That's why.
Nancy,
that's
speak.
Nancy, Mr. speak. Chair, may I make a motion?
No, it's not a time for any motions. This is public comment. My God.
Nancy, speak.
Who is speaking now?
I'm trying to get in the coup. Nancy Lawrence.
Okay, good, Nancy. I can accept you next. Thank you. And then we're going to go to user and RC phone and whoever's after that. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. And so I had to do it this way because I'm not technically very good with technology. But I see a lack of democracy happening at KPFK and probably much at the rest of Pacifica too. And I'm very worried by this. Rodrigo is a good example of what's happening and the Spanish programming. For instance, Informeto Pacifica was a news program especially meant for Pacifica Radio. It's been taken off the radio part except for Wednesdays. A lot of people who are immigrants and Spanish people don't have internet access. That means no matter what happens in Latin America or the world, I mean, look what's happening in Venezuela now. They don't get their programs that Norma and Fernando, you know, may he rest in peace. I mean, he'd be turning in his grave. Worked on to get on Pacifica Radio. It was named after Pacifica. So, you know, we got to get that back as a 5 days a week or 4 days a week, the way it was done before. You know, we got to bring democracy back too and respect. I agreed with what a lot of the stuff Ariana was saying.
10 seconds.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I have to say for now.
Thank you, Nancy. User, you're up. Then RC. Then we won't take Bella second. Then I see Lance. Okay, go ahead. User.
Yes. Hi. This is Anthony Fest, KPFA producer, but born and raised in Southern California.
Yeah, welcome.
I see that KPFK is airing KPFA's 8 a.m. weekday show, and I applaud KPFK for airing the Chris Hedges show. It ought to be on KPFA as well. And there are many, many programmers and programs on the East Coast stations that ought to be on the California stations as well. I'll name a few. From WPFW, Julianne Malveaux, Verna Avery Brown, Africa Now, Black Agenda Radio, Sports and Politics with Dave Zirin, Latino Media Collective, and from Washington, Gray Zone Radio, Earth Riot Radio, Extinction Rebellion, Black Star News, many, many programs that ought to be considered for the California stations. And I won't name names, but I could tell you very easily how to free up the airtime for those. If I named a name, I'd be accused of a personal attack. Also, to clarify, what I thought Bella Da Soto was saying a moment ago was not anything in the way of personality, but objecting to the process by
which
the individual was placed in a position. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Lance.
Hi. Sorry, I couldn't figure out how to raise my hand. Appreciate the time. I just want to say that I worked in public radio. It's been a few years, but I'm really supportive of what's been going on here. I hope it can continue. And I think it's important to have a place for the kind of voices that come through. And I think it's important that we acknowledge the contributions of people like Tatanka and others who are you know, helping to keep this in place. So, you know, back in the days when I was working in public radio, we were doing a lot of things that weren't, you know, weren't available anywhere else. And I think it's important to recognize that, that we have something valuable here and be really thoughtful about what happens next. So that's all I'll say for now, but thank you for the time.
Okay, thank you, Lance. And for everybody, we do hear people who haven't spoken first for 90 seconds, and then you get a second round for 60 seconds. RC's iPhone, you're up next.
Hey, thank you, guys. This is Rick Cooper, just checking in.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, nice to see you, Tatanka. So I wanted to just feedback a little bit on kind of my retrospective or a critique that I'm coming up with. I might write it down. First of all, I am available if people want to talk about fundraising. If you have committees, I will try to do that. I'm a little disheartened with the station right now. But I'm just seeing this, this infighting, and that that KPFK and the, or let's just say my experience, the LSB is so factionalized. The people are so caught up in their own particular agenda that they're, in my view, they are being blinded, to the larger issues, which really are much more important to trying to save, improve, renew, energize, the station. And I'm wondering if, one, is there a functional executive board for the LSB, and does it function? Because, you know, it's not only that there are interruptions, it's functional, precise movements to be able to get through the agenda and to be able to get through the roll call much more efficiently. That could happen, and that could be done in an executive committee setting. Is my time up?
Yes, it is this time, but come back for 60 more, okay? Later. Thanks, Rick.
Hi, quickly, this is Rachel. I'm on. Just wanted to say that.
That was Rachel Brinke.
Oh, this is Rachel. This is for public comment. Okay. Beth.
That was just for purpose of attendance.
Oh, I see. Okay. Great. Welcome, Rachel. So, Bella, you're up for 60 seconds.
Thank you. I was muted. I want to, since I was muted earlier for speaking on the bylaws, when Venezuela was attacked recently, the same day, the KPFA News Hour that has replaced our local news now, instead of speaking truth to power, was speaking in support of the invasion, in support of the atrocities, in support of the removal of a democratically elected president, rather classifying him as a dictator. And this is exactly what Ian Masters does during his program, because he's a warmonger. And these are the news that are being spoused over the airwaves of KPFK. I find this quite hypocritical when we are supposed to be for the voiceless, when we are supposed to be a station and a foundation for peace. That's what Pacifica means. Paz, paz, and liberty, and to deal with international conflict, to bring about spaces to voice differences of opinion. And once again, this body refuses, does not allow the minority to be heard. This is not democratic. Thank you.
90 seconds.
Okay. The Lance and Lindia, if there's at one another 60 seconds, you're up. And then Carol.
Okay. Let's see. I'm not sure if I'm on. Am I on?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry. I'll just add that the station that I worked at was an award-winning station, won national awards from Corporation for Public Broadcasting as one of the top five stations in the country. And we had 40 to 50 volunteers and five full-time staff. And there was always, you know, there was always conflict. There was always issues to be worked out. And so I think it's really important to recognize that anytime you have an organization with a lot of volunteers like that, you're going to have stuff that that needs to be worked out. And it's important to honor the process and to work on the process itself. So I really support that idea of people becoming, you know, literate, so to speak, in the process of working things out and understanding that there are different points of view. That's always going to be the case. And to, you know, try to stay, you know, in the zone of really listening well to others and taking those viewpoints into consideration. So that's all I'll add to that. I could say more, but maybe that's enough for now.
Thank you, Lance.
Thank you.
Back. Yeah. Okay. Now we have Carol Wolfley and then Nancy Saibara Naritomi.
Was Bella DeSoto heard when she spoke recently?
Yeah, she spoke twice. Yeah, she's been heard. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I want to take a moment to thank everyone in this LSV and also to recognize the work of the many, many producers and hosts and board techs who are working to get the news to people. And that means, you know, when I'm talking about Venezuela, I'm talking about Minnesota, I'm talking about the upcoming, I know Pacifica is going to be working on the upcoming actions expected on January 20th. And I think that what we need to be doing is working together. And I'm guessing that a lot of people may not really be aware of what a serious financial situation that Pacifica is facing because of long-term financial problems and huge debts, and that Pacifica is working and has made a lot of progress in addressing the financial issues. And I appreciate that, and I think that we need to, as boards now, be working together to focus on the outreach and the fundraising. I would have loved to hear what the Spanish-speaking programs and all the shows are doing to respond organizationally to the ICE raids right now. Like, what does it mean with your news? How are you reaching out to the communities? How are you sharing information or emergency information for people to get? I know
time.
Something. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. You have another 60 seconds coming. And Nancy, going to recognize you, and then Rick Cooper, and then 1718963. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, this is Nancy Saibara Naritomi from KPFT Houston, KPFK board. I would like to strongly request that you resurrect your outreach committee, which is very, very important in work, important creativity, important action, and your development committee, because, you know, discussing these important things in a board meeting is really not giving the correct time, the correct you can do this with a committee, and then the committee can present, and then the board can, you know, add to the discussion. This is really a hard place to do this, those two important work. And for example, the New York Times reported that the first 9 months of last year, from January 20th to October 18 or 19, the number one disappeared people was from Houston, 5,200 people. Miami, 4,500 people. LA is number three, 3,400 people of LA disappeared. Okay. And then New York is fourth, 2,300. Atlanta, 2,200. Chicago, 1,700. And Minneapolis, 1100. So, you know, you have a lot of demonstrations, and you could go out. People I'm talking to right now in this room could go out even with their phone if they don't have a recorder and record short 2-minute interviews on the street.
Thank you, Nancy. Come back for another.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have another 60 seconds coming. Just hold on till your comes around again. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we have about 10 minutes now. And actually, if we still have some time after we hear the rest of the 90 seconds and 60 seconds, we'll hear another 60 seconds from anybody who wants to show up. So 1718-963 caller, you're up. Yep, it switched, but it still looks. I show you unmuted. Can you speak? Okay, I'll come back to you,
Mr.
whoever you
Chair,
are.
Myla, sorry to interrupt, but
yeah,
Adam
go ahead.
Adam Wolman has joined the Zoom.
Oh,
can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. So Adam Wolman is.
Thank
joined.
You so much.
That's great. Thank you for showing, Adam.
Can we just hear Adam's voice and then go back?
Oh yeah, Adam, can you say you're here?
Adam Wolman, present from far away, but good to be here.
Thank you for calling in from Spain, boy. Okay.
Oh yeah.
We'll talk later.
Okay. Bueno.
Oh, bueno. Okay. Continue or start 963. We do hear you.
Thank you. My name is Denise. I'm calling from WBAI in New York.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. I would strongly suggest that the Pacifica National Board consider doing a report to and from the listener. It will give the LSB representative from all of the stations an opportunity to hear the voice of the supporters of the station. The 99%. Many people spoke about the democracy aspect of the way these meetings are being held. It would give both of us, both the listenership and ourselves, for some reason I'm getting a lot of feedback, and the producers and the LSB representatives to be able to hear the voice of the listenership or the majority of people who benefit and who support these networks. We have to save these stations. And we have to stop all of this infighting because it is going to destroy the voice of democracy. I'm an American person. You're an American person. I take that very seriously. A lot of people admired us because we were able to at least keep things going in a forward direction. We are moving backward rapidly. We must make sure
seconds.
That the voice of the listener is heard. From 10 seconds, can you speak with the National Board? I will start to write and speak to the listeners in New York to see if we can get that done so we can get the voice and the direction that we need to do on a collective basis. We'll do this thing together. We cannot, unless we have everyone pulling together.
Thank you. Thank you. Have another 60 seconds if you want. Just wait your turn. Okay. Nancy, you're up again. And then Rick. And then... Lance and Lyndia, and then 1718 again. Okay, Nancy, you're up.
Okay, this is Nancy from Houston, KPFT. On October 8th, I walked for about 3 hours, and asking people they wanted to comment, and I would put their, you know, give their comment to the programmers, and if the programmers take it and air it, and they give me their emails, then I would get back to them and say where, at what time, on what show. They can hear their voices. They can have their families listen. And then I got, most people did not want to do that, but I had around 10 people out of 3 hours worth. And they had something to say. And 8 people were young. And they had never heard of KPFT. 2 people had gray hair. They knew about KPFT. One was black, 3 were brown, the rest were white. Okay. So they were happy. They were, you know, those 8 people, they never heard of our station, but that's a good outcome. outreach, don't you think? And so when I asked the programmers, I asked one programmer first, and he was so happy to get those. Okay. Is my time up or what?
That was 1 minute.
Yeah. Thank you, Nancy. Stick around. We may have another couple minutes. Rick, you're up.
Hey, guys. A couple of thoughts. One is, I think you're being a little strict on the term of what is it? Slandering someone? What's the word when you use someone's name? What is it, Tatanka? If I say, "Gosh darn that Tatanka," he whatever. What is that?
Dilatory.
No, that's not dilatory. No. Anyway.
Ad hominem you're talking about?
But it was what Bella was bringing up and she mentioned Lee. And you called her out for that. But I think that that's being a little strict because all she was doing that I heard was there was nothing negative said. She was just using him as a point of reference in her argument about the election process. So I just want to make that clear. The other thing I would like to invite the board to consider, besides having a functional executive committee that can work out the functions and the efficiencies of doing things, I would like to suggest a board retreat, and we can talk about that later.
Thank you, Rick. Just a comment. The way to do it without mentioning names is to say a member of the board and then talk about the process that you think is unfair. Okay. Keep the name out of it because you don't know all the information. If people come from their own point of view and there's another point of view, which is equally valid and that isn't represented here. Okay. So when the person can't answer in person, and their name is on the other end of it, and it's a very emotional issue. It puts them in some form of danger, believe me. Okay, 17, 18, and then Lance and Lindia, and then we'll see if we have any time left. It's 11:56. Go ahead, 9:63. You're up for 60 seconds.
Yes, I'm not going to speak for the whole 60 seconds. I'm only going to say that we want to treat each other as listeners of publicly sponsored radio or communications media, rather, in a fair and equitable way with appreciation and respect. And we have to do that in order to keep this going. I really want to do something like a report to and from the listener with all of the stations involved, maybe 2 hours worth of back and forth, not just the listeners making statements and no response back and forth so that we can get to some resolve and some solutions to what we're facing right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Carol or Lance or Lindia, either one of you are up. Carol, you're up first.
Let them go ahead. I can go after it.
Okay. Lance or Lindia, do you have any comments? If not, that's fine. I don't see them now. So go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, so I wanted to say I have heard a lot of excellent reporting on KPFA and KPFK regarding Venezuela, and that really clarified the issues of illegality in what happened. And I think that what we want to get is in-depth reporting of these complex issues. So also I wanted to speak to the fact that democracy doesn't mean that anybody can accuse anybody of anything at any time in a meeting. Democracy means being respectful, speaking if you have a question, it's a point of information. If you have a point of order, that means a rule is being broken. You're trying to bring it to the attention, so you immediately state the point of order. What rule is it? Rather than getting into arguments with the chair. And it's really unfortunate when people
60 seconds
to respect the rulings of the chair. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol. Nancy, we have time for 30 seconds more, if you want to.
Oh, yes, I would love to.
Okay.
So, get your outreach committee. I mean, there are so many creative things you can be doing if you just get together and do it. And that, getting the voices of the people on the air, that is the really best, delicious carrot to dangle in front of someone, instead of just saying, please, please pay, please join, you know, give something to them. And then they will find, KPFK worthwhile. We need youth. So, for example, get a programming committee together, organize,
30 seconds.
Organize the kids, the students, to make history carts, maybe one minute cart per 365 in a year, about history, about their own ethnic history. You can do this. And the general manager doesn't have time for this. The program director doesn't have time. But a programming committee could bring so much good ideas and to help the present programs get better. You know,
thank you, Nancy. I love your enthusiasm. Thank you. We have come to the end. We have time certain adjournment. The date of the next meeting is Sunday, February 8th, 2026. 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. That's the second Sunday of the month. Thank you all for showing up. Let's make 2026, with all that's going on in the world, let's get Pacifica strong as the voice of the people's history of the United States continues, whatever this country is now, and that we take back democracy and fulfill our mission in our lives. So thank you for being there. It is now Sunday, February 8th, 2026. It is 12:01 p.m. Pardon me?
January.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is now, I find myself in a different time zone. It is now Sunday, January
11th.
That's the next meeting. It is February 8th. Sunday, January 11th, it is 12:01 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I hereby adjourn this meeting. Thank you. See you all next month.
Thank you, everybody. No nukes.
No nukes.
Nope.